What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Dominic Roby. He is the co-founder of Evolve and the World Crypto Conference, aka World CryptoCon. We discussed his event last year, what he's doing different this year, his background and some fun personal information, and just a quick synopsis of this not-to-miss conference. You know, I'll actually be there speaking, moderating, having a Monarch booth, and we're actually doing a really cool giveaway. So people that actually buy tickets using the link here in this video get a free Monarch hat, shirt, and are entered to win an invite-only admission to the Monarch-sponsored cocktail event. It's gonna be right during the conference. You get to hang out with myself, you get to hang out with Snay, but then you're gonna hang out with some really cool, some legit crypto celebrities. It's gonna be a very intimate setting of sorts, probably for no more than 20 or 30 people, and you can ask us all the questions that you want while we're there. It's gonna be a great time. We'll pick a winner each Monday during our live streams, and then on October 21st, we're actually gonna pick two winners and upgrade them to a VIP blockchain week pass that's valued at around $2,500 a ticket. It's gonna be a great time. Make sure and get your tickets while you can, and also enter to come hang out with me, Snay, and some real crypto celebrities. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is a co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. So enough rambling for me. Let's go meet Dominic. What is going on, crypto family? So today we've got Dominic Roby with us. He is the co-founder of the World Crypto Conference, as well as Evolve, right? Evolve Conferences?
That's correct. Yeah, Evolve is our actual parent company. So we plan on doing a multitude of different types of events going forward, in obviously including World Crypto Conference and Vegas Blockchain.
It's awesome, man. So you're evolving into all kinds of different spaces, man. I love it. So Tell us about yourself, man. Where are you from? You know, what's some of your background? All that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, originally from a small town in central South Dakota, which I know probably a lot of your listeners.
Mount Rushmore.
We're definitely known for that.
Your face up there yet?
Yeah, not quite. You know, so kind of leading into that a little bit, I hadn't seen Mount Rushmore until I was like 18 years old. You know, growing up in the state, you'd think I'd be there all the time, you know, but we grew up in the central part. Mount Rushmore is about a 3-hour drive from us. And I actually had to do some rotations for my college curriculum. And I was, out there for a few months. And that was my opportunity to see it. And I tell you, I was a little bit disappointed, you know. I mean, you see it everywhere on postcards and it's, you know, TV and everything. And you get there and you're like, well, it's pretty impressive, but it was far smaller than I imagined. But still a pretty amazing sight to see.
I didn't know you could drive in one direction and still stay in South Dakota. I didn't realize it was that big.
it's actually pretty big. I mean, I think, what is it, border to border from Wyoming to Minnesota, I think it's, 5-hour drive, 6-hour drive? Yeah, it's pretty decent. And it's, after you get through the Black Hills, man, it's empty. There ain't much there.
Old Indian land. Yeah, man.
It is. So yeah, I got out after I graduated from college, and I knew I needed some sun because the winters are brutal, absolutely brutal. So I moved to Arizona, and I've been here for about 15 years.
Nice, man. So what's some of your background? What'd you go to school for? What's some of your past employment, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I was actually, I went to pharmacy school, believe it or not. So my background's in medical industry. And I did that for, most of my career. And then kind of leading into how I got into crypto is when I moved out to Arizona, I met a couple friends out here. And one of which, he was very much into technology. And I didn't know much about technology at all. And so we just, ended up connecting as friends. And right around 2012, I want to say, he was like, hey, I think you should take a look at, this Bitcoin thing. And I'm like, what is it? What are you talking about? He goes, well, I would study the economy and I would study, macro trends and things like that. I was just kind of a pet interest of mine. And so I was fascinated about that stuff. But when he kind of brought up the whole, you know, it's, you know, not tangible, not nothing, you know, it's just, you know, exchanging value, you know, over the internet, I couldn't really conceptualize it. I couldn't conceptualize it to the depth that I needed to. And I just immediately kind of dismissed it. And I don't know if it was 2012, but what I do remember is that Bitcoin, I remember him saying, was like around $35 at the time. And makes me just so mad now today, because I didn't do it. Hindsight. Yeah, hindsight's 2020, you know? And then, I don't know, maybe a year or two later, maybe 3 years later, I can't remember exactly. But I had another friend of mine who I had met, you know, years before, who didn't live here in Phoenix, and he lived, I think, on the East Coast. And he had called me, and he goes, you know, hey, you know, I just left this conference, and I tell you what, you got to buy some Bitcoin. And I just was like, okay, it's kind of like the whole movie theater thing. You know, somebody tells you to go see this movie, and you're like, yeah. And then another friend that you don't even, you know, they don't know each other, they tell you, go see that movie. And you're like, okay, I'm interested now. Maybe I should go see the movie. So at that point, I got my second friend, in this case, on the phone with my first friend, and we just started talking through some things. And I think that time Bitcoin was approaching, it was somewhere between 400 and 600. So obviously I saw it go from 35 to that price point. And I'm like, okay, I should probably start paying attention to this. And so they started talking about some of the people in the ecosystem that they all knew. And then my second friend, his name was Brian, he started working with a gentleman by the name of Dan Larimer, who we know is now, you know, one of the OGs in space and CTO of EOS and so on and so forth. But at that time, it was BitShares. And so he was telling me all about BitShares and all this other kind of stuff. And so I can't remember if it was before Mt. Gox or after Mt. Gox or anything like that, but I never participated in Mt. Gox. I ended up buying some Bitcoin from a guy off local Bitcoin. So I'm sitting here, if you can imagine it, with my first friend who's literally like holding my hand through the process and handing cash over to this guy.
Seems legit.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm like, what am I doing, a drug deal here? You know, I am a pharmacist, so.
Say no more.
So I'm sitting there in this McDonald's, and why it was McDonald's, I don't know, but sitting there handing over some cash to this guy and waiting for the transaction to confirm. And I just thought, well, this is such a bizarre experience. And then the price went up, and then the price went down, and it tanked. And, you know, I was just like, okay, I lost money on it. You know, one more poor investment that I made. And I forgot about it. And so another, couple of years go by, and I think it's maybe beginning, mid, maybe even late 2016. And I start to see my Facebook feed just, you know, everybody, Bitcoin this, Bitcoin that. And I'm like, what's going on here? You know, so I remembered CoinMarketCap. I went back to CoinMarketCap, and I was like, holy crap, wow, the price has dramatically increased. Wonder what's going on with the prices of, you know, Bitcoin and my holdings of Bitcoin and also had BitShares. And they were dramatically higher. And I called up my first friend. I was like, hey, what's going on here? Because also my wallet, I remember my BitShares wallet hadn't updated, and it was like 2.5 years later. And you can't just update it. Come to find out, I had to migrate things, and it wasn't just going to be an easy process. And so at that point, Beatles, something really important happened. And I started to sense, it was kind of like an earthquake was going on. You know, I could sense this like seismic shift was going on underneath me, and I needed to understand it. And you know, at that point, I just started kind of researching and learning. If I didn't know what a term meant, I Googled it. If I didn't understand something, I learned about it. And I still don't know everything there is to know. I'm not an expert by any means. I don't consider myself one. At that time, I went to a business partner of mine. We were working on a project in the medical space. And I said, hey, you know, I don't know what's going on in this space yet, but I do know something dramatic and something seismic and something transformational is happening. I think we need to put our attention here. Talked to him. He had another business partner that we worked with, and we put our heads together and we started thinking about what could we do to add value into this space. And at that time there was still a lot of conferences, and there still are, but we noticed that there was a lot of just redundancy in the space as far as conferences were concerned. And we wanted to do something a little bit more exciting. We wanted to do something that maybe the common man could come to and appreciate, rather than go into it and then feel overwhelmed because they don't understand the technical talk and all that kind of stuff. So we just started, you know, doing some research and looking around, and we decided on Vegas, and we committed to a location, and we started putting one foot in front of the other, and, you know, World CryptoCon was born. And then, you know, it was, none of us had any event management experience prior to that. We brought on a partner later during the process that he did, but as far as the original founders, we had never ever done an event before, and so a lot of people looked at us like, what are you guys? You guys are nuts, crazy. But we had our first conference last year, and very happy with the turnout. We had almost 2,500 people, 2,500 attendees, and you know, over 100. We sold out our exhibits, sold out all our sponsorship, and so by and large, we were very, very successful, and we're looking forward to expanding on that, and, you know, just expanding the product offering and doing our part to advance this ecosystem. So that's the long story of a short question.
No problem, man. You know, a lot of great information there. I mean, I was there at World Crypto Conference last year, or World Crypto Con, however you want to refer to it. And, you know, it's just filled with, you know, a lot of great people. So I had a lot of my buddies there, you know, a lot of new people too from the space that, you know, are just coming in, just trying to get educated and learn. And, you know, it was a really cool environment. And for your first one, I think it was, you know, a grand slam. I mean, obviously there's, you know, there's always things that can improve and whatnot. And I guess that's what's happening this year, is it's going to be even better than last year's. And so, yeah, if you could kind of tell us about, you know, what you're going to do this year that you didn't do last year, and kind of some of the highlights of all the stuff that, you know, people can expect to see this year.
Sure. I appreciate that, Beatles. Thanks. And, you know, one of the things that we noticed is that, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the space being CoinDesk or ConsenSys is a great event, and I love it. I've gone the last couple of years, and it's a phenomenal event. The issue that I think we have, and a lot of other people have, is where it's at, right? And I think it's Manhattan, great city, love the city, but it's just very difficult to navigate through, right? And it's extraordinarily expensive. So for the common man, the average person, getting to Manhattan, spending, you know, 3-4 days there, and paying, you know, $2,000 a ticket for it as a GA, can be cost effective for most people. So we want to create an opportunity that allows people to participate in this space, because for me, it wasn't really until I went to an event where I saw, you know, the big picture that this ecosystem is doing, right? And indirectly, it wasn't until my friend went to a conference where he got, you know, drank the Kool-Aid, if you will, and got the belief system that this technology is transformative, and you know, articulated that vision to me, that then got me into it, for me to move. So the conference element to me is very, very important to this. And I think, you know, for people that are just casual observers and casual enthusiasts that, you know, they're doing their research online, it really sinks in, I think, when you get to a conference. If you haven't been to a conference, and I'm not just pitching my conference, but if you haven't been to a conference yet, I think you need to get there. I think it really, really instills an additional amount of belief into what this landscape, what this ecosystem is really all about. What we're doing this year, let me step back a little bit. So with ConsenSys being in New York, it's very difficult to get there. And so, you know, it's very cost prohibitive for a lot of people. But Vegas, entertainment capital of the world, it can be expensive if you want to make it expensive, or it can be inexpensive if you want to make it inexpensive, right? And so, you know, for us, you know, we're right at the Cosmopolitan. There's hotels all around. There's so much available supply, and you can throw an additional 20,000 people in Vegas and they can absorb it like that. You throw an additional 20,000 people in Manhattan, it's very difficult. We decided Vegas for a multitude of different reasons, but what we're doing this year that's different from last year is we're coordinating an entire week's worth of content. Now, we're not producing the content purely. We have our conference, which is WCC, or World Crypto Conference. And within WCC, we have, you know, four different distinct categories, right? So we have, I hate to call it the main stage, but it is, it's going to be kind of where you're, we're talking about, you know, enterprise use cases. We're talking about DeFi. We're talking about FinTech. We're talking about a lot of the different, you know, deployment of the many different use cases that blockchain is enabling in the ecosystem. we're going to have a lot of different enterprise companies there. So that's one focal point of the conference. We're also going to have a mining element, right? So the mining and infrastructure, which is still a very, very important part of the ecosystem. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, just because, you know, Bitcoin's, you know, difficult to mine Bitcoin for a lot of people that are just getting started, that they kind of dismiss that element of it. But no, there's still a lot of opportunity with mining, with staking, and so on and so forth. So we have an entire faction or feature of the conference dedicated to that. We have a DevCon, WCC DevCon. Now these stages are all running concurrently. So it's not like one's one day, one's the next day. They're all running concurrently. So there's DevCon. We're having a hackathon. It's one of the things that we wanted to do is that we noticed that there's a lot of conversation out there of tribalism, right? My chain is better than yours and things of that nature. And what we think, what we fundamentally believe is the more that we work together rather than compete, the more and the faster this space is going to advance. And so we're creating an opportunity to do that with a multi-chain hackathon and developer conference. So there's going to be a lot of phenomenal content in and around that. I don't speak the tech language, so I can't go into a whole lot of detail. A couple of my partners could, but that's an element of the conference. And then we have our mass adoption stage as well, which is going to, obviously, as the name implies, it's going to be featured towards use cases that enable mass adoption. So conversations around Libra and things like that will be had there. That's our conference, right? So that's WCC. And then we also have the poker tournament, which I know was a raving hit last year. Everybody loved it, and rightfully so. It was a great time. I actually never got a chance to go. I'm sitting there waiting, you know, helping people register for the conference and everything, but my partner's got a chance to go. This year, I'm definitely gonna make sure I'm there. But so we have WCPT. It's at Poker Go Studio, and it's going to be on October 29th. So same day as last year is the day of registration, the day before WCC. So if you get there early, we're selling seat fees to that right now. So if you're interested, if any of your listeners and viewers are interested in that, it's going to be a really fun time. And so leading up to our conference is going to be the North American BitShares Conference, first annual, which is pretty interesting given my story and how full circle that comes. They actually reached out to us and wanted to host their own conference inside of the week of Vegas Blockchain, which was really exciting for me personally. And then the Litecoin Summit is going to be hosting as well, Michael Turpin's Coin Agenda, EOS Alliance Summit, and actually work on a few more, all inside of 1 week. So we feel that, you know, the value proposition, being able to come to Vegas and really get anything you need. If you're in the ecosystem, if you're a developer, if you're an investor, if you're a VC, if you're a startup, if you're an executive in an enterprise company, or you just have a business and you're wondering how blockchain can disrupt you or how you can utilize it within your business structure, we have everything for you. That's really what we're aiming to do is, hey, you know, there's may or be one or two conferences that you go to in a year, and we want to be one of those. And we want to jam-pack that opportunity so that you can get everything you want, everything you need. Other people within the ecosystem are going to be there where you're going to be able to connect with them and get what you need to advance your particular agenda, your particular project, your particular, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do. So
awesome.
That's it. That's what we're doing this year.
That's awesome, man. It sounds like something for everybody in one of the wildest places on earth, man. So
yeah.
A whole week of partying in blockchain, man. So
yeah.
I know a lot of people, they're going to be hurting in the morning.
So fortunately, we don't start till 10 a.m.
There you go.
So content will start at 10 a.m. But it's going to be great. I mean, it's the entire week. Last year, we had parties every night. This year, we're gonna dial that down a little bit. The last night, Halloween, that's still gonna be pretty crazy. It's gonna be fun at Chaos, as a new club in at the Palms. So we've secured that. So that's gonna be exciting for a lot of people that choose to stick around for that. But we've structured some kind of more like networking opportunities for people that don't involve, you know, the loud, you know, crazy music in the background. So it creates an opportunity for people to connect and to network. But those opportunities will still be there. You know, people can still go out and party and do whatever they want to do. We want to bring people together, and it's Vegas and it's October. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful time. It's a perfect time to be there. It's not too hot, not too cold. May not quite be swimsuit weather, but it's, you know, you never know. Depends on how long that lasts.
sounds like a great time. Sounds like there's going to be a lot of stuff that people can actually, you know, they always say, you know, what stays or I guess what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I guess now, you know, they can actually take all this knowledge back with them, right? So versus an STD.
That's exactly right. You know, we're excited about it. It's last year we had an amazing amount of fun. And then, you know, we had so many people coming up to us saying, hey, this was the best conference that we've ever been to. And, you know, they weren't just blowing smoke. I heard that over and over and over and over again. And, you know, we learned from some of the things we did last year that could be improved upon and took what we did right and expanded upon that. So we're really excited about where things are going and where the planning is coming. And the other thing that we have behind us this year that we didn't last year is that, you know, God willing, you know, if things continue the way that they're going right now, is that, you know, last year we were in a bear market and we're on the trend down. And, you know, I think this year that trend's been broken. And so God willing, like I said, we continue in the upward pattern that we're going. But yeah, I mean, just very excited about the space, where things are going, the news that's occurring, you know, with Libra coming out and with it greater attention, you know, Trump tweeting about Bitcoin, even though it was in a negative light. I think, you know, it's the old adage, what any news is good news, right? Or any PR is good PR. I think as long as it brings eyeballs to the space and we get more awareness around it, and I think we're going in the right direction. We just want to do our part in being able to advance the ecosystem and attract more and more attention to it. So
got it. Yeah, no, that sounds great. It sounds like it's going to be a great time filled with, you know, amazing speakers that, you know, you guys will be releasing. They can check it out there on the website and see all the different cool people and thought leaders and all that kind of stuff and projects and businesses that'll be there, as well as, you know, not to mention the workshops and all the other events that aren't even crypto related that are happening, you know, throughout the week. So it kind of gives something for everybody. So it sounds incredible. And then you're actually doing, I guess we're going to be doing some kind of like giveaway together, right? So that way for people that, I guess, buy a ticket, they're going to get like a free Monarch hat, a free t-shirt, and they're going to be entered into a drawing where they get to hang out, I guess, with myself and then some actual like real celebrities in the space. So I'll have some of my buddies there that they get to meet, and, you know, we'll have myself and Snay, and this will be kind of a, I guess, a secret location where just a small group of people will, you know, get to interact with us and hang out and maybe have a few drinks and all that kind of cool stuff. So I guess the way that'll work is when people buy tickets, they get a hat and a shirt, and then they get entered in to do that as well. And then there's a even bigger drawing where they get that as well as they get two, I guess, VIP tickets to the entire week. And that's like a $2,500 value for each ticket, right?
That's exactly right. But I got to correct you on one thing. You said some of your real celebrities. You are the real celebrity.
Nah, stop it. You're an educator.
You're an OG yourself, my man. So of course, you know, you along with, any and all of the, who you plan on inviting to that. So we have some ideas to that we can start obviously disclosing as things come closer. But yeah, we really want to incentivize people to come. And so that's why, you know, we already had our ticket, our pre-sale offer at, or super early bird, I should say, which was $397. So $397 gets them into WCC. All the different events within WCC, so the WCC Mind, WCC DevCon, WCC itself. So it gets them into that. So we had a private pre-sale, or not a private, but we had a pre-sale at $397. So we believe that was very, very affordable for a lot of people to jump on. We already sold out of that. So currently we're at $597. And by September 1st, we're going to be at $797. So I'd highly encourage people to jump on. And if you're listening, you're thinking about coming, now is definitely the time. So incentivizing the person to take action now. And then we're going to draw from any of those listeners. If you do purchase a ticket, you send your email confirmation to Beatles here, and he's going to draw from those people who purchase tickets. And then you're going to be entered into you're going to actually get the opportunity to come to the private event. So it's a Monarch sponsored event. It's going to be, you know, just invite only. So if you just buy a ticket and, you know, you don't know who Beatles is and you're there at the event at WCC, you can't come to it. It's absolutely invite only, which we're trying to restrict it as much as possible because we want to create again that experience where you can connect with Beatles, you can connect with, you know, some of the other people that we're going to have there. And so it's a real, real nice, intimate opportunity to get questions answered, to talk, to connect, to really get a deeper level of understanding and, you know, have an experience that you wouldn't have had had otherwise. So that's really what we're trying to create with this. You know, we reward those people who take action, and we'll reward it even more as the drawing. I believe the date that we have is October 21st. Anybody who ends up purchasing a ticket that's listening to this, that's part of Beatles viewership, is that on October 21st, we will draw another name, and that name will be upgraded. Now, purchase is necessary, right? So anybody who purchases a ticket, that name will be upgraded to an entire week worth of Vegas Blockchain Week. So, and it's the VIP ticket. So it's a VIP Vegas Blockchain Week ticket valued at $2,500. So that's pretty significant. Get off the couch and move and go get yourself a ticket and come out and have a blast, and you'll get to connect with Beatles and all the other people that that are going to be there, and all the other sponsors and the exhibitors and the speakers. And yeah, it's just going to be a great, great week. So we encourage you to come, and you get the Monarch hat and t-shirt too, man.
Love it. Love it. Awesome, man. So we got all that covered for people. We'll make sure we get all the details out there as well. You know, that way they can actually click the links and all that kind of cool stuff. But more about yourself, man. Do you have any like hidden talents or skills that the world doesn't know about, that maybe you're Superman, or maybe you're Batman, or I don't know, maybe you
something. Music used to be really important to me when I was in my teenage years. So in my teenage years, I had a couple talents. I was really into music, so playing guitar. And also, I was actually a state champion power lifter. So you wouldn't notice it now necessarily.
Well, you look fit. You don't look like the Hulk, but yeah, you look fit.
I do, and exercise is very important to me. And so when I was in my teenage years, I was scrawny, and I had three older brothers, and I'd always get my butt kicked. I found the gym at a relatively early age. I think I was like 13, 14. I was really, really scrawny. I couldn't even lift the bar. It was pretty embarrassing. But I put in the hard work, and I started, you know, going day after day after day after day, and I formed a habit, and I'm very grateful that I did. And I think I won it my sophomore year in high school. I won the championship, and then my junior year I did as well. And then I placed a squat record, I believe. I can't remember what the amount was, but I broke a squat record. Squat is, you know, when you put the bar on your back and you squat down parallel to the ground and then squat back up. But I did notice something around that time, and that was that all my coaches, right? The coaches were in their 30s and 40s, and some were in their 50s. They all had very bad arthritis. So I was like, well, I don't know as if I want that. So I needed to change the way I trained. So after high school, I started training a little bit more differently to, you know, not to be so bulky, but just to be more fit. So that's a little nugget about myself, and that still kind of sticks with me today, that, you know, got to get my workout in, and, you know, it just makes me feel better, and, you know, it gets the blood flowing, and it's important.
So, I hear you, man. What's maybe a skill or talent that you don't have that you wish you did?
Oh, well, honestly, if I could code, I would code. I just, you know, I'm a big fan of some very famous investors. So the guys like Ray Dalio and Howard Marks and guys like that, that are from the traditional world, we call it. So I like listening to a lot of what they have to say. And, you know, I read Ray Dalio's book, and I've heard several of his interviews. And one of the things that he says is that, you know, writing algorithms will be the reading and writing of today. So, you know, it'll be as fundamental to our nature and to our society of knowing how to do that than reading and writing is today. And I believe him. I think that that's a, you know, an important element of it. My daughter, she's 10. I told her the other day, I go, no matter what you want to do in this world, you know, whether you want to be a dancer, you want to be, you know, whatever you want to be, I go, you're going to learn how to write algorithms. You're going to learn how to code. So I just think it's important, you know? So that's something that if I wish I had the aptitude to do, maybe I will someday, maybe I'll learn it a little bit. I know Andreas Antonopoulos has a course, a MOOC course. So consider doing that, and just to, you know, better my understanding of the entire ecosystem. But, you know, I read whatever I can get my hands on. And, you know, with regard to blockchain technology, you name it, you know, back in 2014, I didn't have the fire lit for me, but sure, it's lit now, you know. So if Bitcoin did anything, is it lit the fire within me to start understanding and recognizing trends, technological trends, how those impact society. And I just think it's a really, really interesting time in which we live. So I try to be observant of all of that. And I see how you know, blockchain and distributed ledger technology can impact our society in such dramatic ways, you know, and primarily for the good if we continue to, you know, to build that into it. So
for sure. I mean, just look at high frequency trading bots to a Google search bar. I mean, people are using them all the time and don't even know it. So it's pretty awesome.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Last question for you, man. If you had a time machine, you could go forward or backwards. You could go as far in the future as you want or as far and back in history as you want, but you had to stay there. Ooh. What period in time would you want to stay at and why?
That is a really good question.
Thank you.
You know what? It's so interesting you say that because in some ways, I think today, I was actually having this conversation with a friend of mine that I think that 30, 40 years from now, we're going to look back on this time and recognize how transformative it was in our society. I think this era is like the 60s were, you know, and not only politically, geopolitically, you know, markets wise, financial wise, you know, I think it's so crazy. I would say primarily because of the music, actually. I'm such a classic rock guy. I love The Doors and Jimi Hendrix and all those guys and just the music. I went to Woodstock 99 back when I graduated from high school. So like, you know, that era, you know, I never lived in it. I was born in 1980. So I never got a chance to actually live through that era. And not because of the drug use or anything like that. That's not my thing necessarily, but it's
just your pharmacist.
Yeah. I went on that side. I went on the giving side, not the using side. But yeah, I would say that's a really tough question because it'd be so fascinating for me to go see 30 years from now where we're at, you know, be able to see that and look back on it and be like, wow, this is so mind numbing, you know, but I think if I did have the choice, I'd go back to the 60s.
Gotcha. I'm waiting for somebody to say like August 2017. And then, you know, so that way it's not too far back. You know, it's still expensive, but they can still buy, you know, a boatload of Bitcoin, you know, and, you know, they didn't lose that much time, right? And they just sell it off in January. So,
yeah, let me go back to 2010, 2011 when Bitcoin's a buck, you know.
Well, then they got to wait a long time, right? So if they just want to cash out quick, right? But I got it, man. Well, hey, man, it was great hanging out with you. It was great, you know, hearing your story, hearing about all the cool stuff that's coming to the World Crypto Conference. I look forward to, you know, being there with you. And so, yeah, we'll make sure we get the links out for everybody, get this out as quick as we can. And God bless you. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Awesome, Beatles. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, welcome back, peeps. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty awesome time. Vegas is pretty wild and having a week filled with blockchain in one of the wildest places on earth. Sounds pretty freaking incredible. So make sure you get your tickets now to come hang with me and a whole bunch of really cool people, right? And don't forget to use the code below so you'll be entered to win the weekly drawing for the Monarch-sponsored cocktail party as well as the VIP Blockchain Week passes. It's going to be a great time. Use the code below. And no, I'm not getting paid for this. I'm not getting a cut of this. It just sounds like a wild time, and I look forward to meeting you there in person. Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.